This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress has rejected the big pay raise, but we have yet to resolve that baby. We'll face off in a moment. Ted, after a contorted and deceptive process, Congress finally rejected a hefty pay raise for itself. But we also zeroed out pay raises for some who do deserve it. Federal employees such as judges, research scientists, and doctors. Uncle Sam is really out of the running when it comes to recruiting and retaining these kind of top professionals. But they were swept away in the public outrage that accompanied the pay increase for Congress. They deserved a pay hike, but they won't get one. And we left undone the issue of outside income, the pay we receive for giving speeches, honorariums. Through our history as a nation, the American people have always snarled at pay increases for Congress. They sure cleared their throats and let out a roar this trip. But the current system is a mess. There must be an honest and professional way to deal with this issue, Ted, but we sure haven't found it yet.
Al, there's pay raise egg on all 535 faces in Congress, and plenty left over for the supposedly expert commission that proposed it. I wish just once, though, Al, that the media and the public could get as outraged over other things as they did on the pay raise. If we could ignite that firestorm of indignation on other national problems, we could balance the budget, end hunger and poverty, and achieve nuclear disarmament, all before breakfast. There's no easy way for Congress to raise its own pay, Al. The first Congress in 1789 had just as much trouble as the 101st Congress in 1989. The sad part, Al, as you mentioned, is that while the pay raise was excessive for Congress, it was needed for judges, top research scientists, and other key officials. Without fair pay to keep the best people in government, the brain drain will get worse, and in the end, the public interest will go down the drain, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Voluntary National Service. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.